America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. Friend, I encourage you to meet with God just one time a week for revival. If you would do that, God would stir us, and we certainly need an awakening of God. Many people say, "Well, I don't believe we're going to have revival." Well, we're not going to have it doing what we're doing. But if we do something out of the ordinary, if we pray and we fast, I believe we can see God do some things again. Father, as we present this message on this Tuesday, may it have free course. And Lord, have you will you way and stir hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the message on what is revival. Intense. And I wrote a note down here that said, "Oh, that God would live." And I wrote a few things down. Now, I want to explain what I'm going to say, okay? First of all, I wrote this down. Oh, that God would live in our hearts. Now, wait a minute. You say, "Preacher, the very moment you get saved, God comes to live with you." And you're right. But let me say to you that the Holy Ghost can be so grieved and so quenched that you limit Him. You know the word limit? You have limited the Holy One of Israel. That word is only found once in Scripture. In Psalm 78:41, it's only found one time. You know what that word literally means? If you study deep enough in the Hebrew, it means this: to mark out. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a generation of people today that have marked out God's will for their lives. We have churches that have marked out God's will for and God's plan for their community. That they go their own way. They do what they want to do. They live fleshly. And God said it would be that way. There's no surprise that it is that way. But, oh, that God would live where? In our hearts. Revival starts with me. And revival starts with you. Now you're listening to this message. And you're sitting there saying, "Boy, I wish some of the people in my church could hear this. I wish my preacher could hear this." Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm preaching to you. We need it. I need it. You need it. If we have revival, it's going to start with you and me. It's not just the preacher that's going to get revival. It's not some wild thing that's going to happen at church. It's going to start in the heart of you. It's going to start somewhere in a bean field or a corn field or our secret place. Somebody praying and getting a hold of God Almighty. The old timers called it a season of prayer. Oh, that God would work in our hearts. By the way, God wants to send revival more than you want it. Now we think, "Oh, but Lord, we need revival. And Lord, we gotta pray and beg and plead and beat trees and yell and scream and stomp down all the corn for God to send revival." Well, hold on a minute. Sometimes we do have to pray long. I'm not gonna make fun of that. But I want you to know this morning that my God wants to send revival to your church and to my church as much as you want Him to. Let me show you something right here. Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 20. Now, if you don't agree with the way I interpret this verse, I'm certainly not going to argue with you. I believe these are saved people in Revelation 3:20. Some do not believe that, but I don't think God has any lost churches. I think God has some lost church members. But in Revelation 3:20, listen to this verse. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Where is God? He's on the outside. "If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me."
America.
You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.